The short run-up to Nashville's special mayoral election hasn't allowed for lengthy policy debates, but many candidates have been vocal about the issue of youth violence. Over the last few years, the city has seen an uptick in gun deaths and crimes committed by juveniles, and Metro Police recently convened a youth violence task force, which has resulted in a surge of arrests. Here to check in on the issue and how mayoral candidates think it should be addressed is WPLN reporter Mariba Knight. Hi, Mariba.
Hey.
So what are the latest numbers on youth crime?
So youth crime is up in Nashville, and more specifically, youth homicides are way up. Last year, 2017, was the deadliest year for youth in Nashville in more than a decade. And there's also been a number of youth, the high school age kids, that have been caught bringing guns to school. And so there's been a lot of talk about juvenile crime lately in the media and by the police and politicians.
Well, so one thing from Metro Police, they started a youth violence task force. What prompted that, and what have been the results so far?
It began earlier this year after a rash of auto thefts and violent carjackings and some personal robberies across Nashville. But its ultimate aims are still a bit cloudy. Since it began in mid-February, they have arrested 122 adults and only 81 juveniles. So when you look at the numbers, you can see that while it's called a juvenile crime task force, the reality is that mostly they have been arresting adults.
Well, addressing youth violence has come up with a number of mayoral candidates. What are some of those candidates proposing to do?
So a few candidates talked about getting more community stakeholders involved. Mayor David Briley talked about that, as well as at-large Councilwoman Erica Gilmore.
I actually created a directory that took 100 nonprofits that specialize in youth violence and just creating a directory, a resource, and letting people know that we have those resources available.
Others were more philosophical. Jeff Obafemi Carr wants to create a director of youth life and prosperity because he says it's human nature to act out when you're not being seen or not being heard. David Hyland says that the key is instilling positivity in kids. Carol Swain, who's a conservative pundit, says it's really individual responsibility. She challenged this concept of Black Lives Matter.
If Black lives really matter to the community, then why are so many Black people killing each other? I think that we have to encourage them to take ownership of that problem.
But overall, like many parts of the mayoral debate, nothing is too detailed from any candidate. So it really remains to be seen what kind of action they would actually take to reduce juvenile crimes.
Well, thank you, Mariba.
Thank you.
Mariba Knight is the growth and development reporter for WPLN. To see responses from all the candidates, you can go to WPLN.org/mayor2018.